Blog Talk Radio.
Do what we do.
We want God to be glorified through our worship so that people who don't know him would want to know him. And you know, God made it pretty easy for us. He was willing to send his only begotten son. His son was willing to give his life. And because he died on the cross for our sins, all we have to do is believe, and we can be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. It's just that easy. And I want to ask you to accept Jesus into your heart, because I know for sure that that will be the best decision you have ever made and the best one you will ever make. Jesus changes everything. He gives you life. He gives you hope. He gives you peace. He heals your body. But you know what? The greatest miracle of all is that when we leave here, we get to be in his presence forever. It's eternal salvation. It never runs out. His love never ends. It never runs out. But you have to receive this gift. And so if you want it tonight, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe on the third day you raised him from the grave. I confess I'm a sinner, but I believe you're my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I invite you into my heart. Be the Lord of my life for the rest of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I will be empowered to live a life pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer and you believe it, you know what you're saying. You know what? He's your future. He's your hope. He's the anchor of your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're my future, you're my hope. You're the anchor for my soul. And I was made for you. You're my future, you're my hope. Come on, y'all.
Amen, 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 amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is Friday. Wow. July the 29th, 2022. I am your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Thank you for coming on. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to call in to listen not to my voice. Well, you hear my voice, but you call in to listen to the word of God, because on PGN Blog Talk, we speak the word of God. And we have been doing a series for the last couple weeks. In the beginning was the word. And for those that been here for the last month, you should know by now, who is the word? So I want to thank y'all for coming on tonight. God bless you. I pray that you've been having a great week. And I speak that you will have a blessed weekend. So Father God, I thank you. Father God, I thank you for this day. And for those who know how to reach me and let me know you can hear, that you can hear me clear, do so by reaching out to me. I thank you, Father, for this night. I thank you, Father, for today. I thank you, Father, for your daily bread, because as we've been in your word, Father God, you have spoken very clear that you are the bread that came down from heaven. If you spoke that word over 200 years ago, you still speaking to us now, because when we open the book, we are hearing you so clearly. Father God, I can testify. Your son Christ came here and said, I came here to testify about my Father, about the word. So I'm here to testify for myself that I know what your word can do. Your word is powerful like a two-edged sword. Your word, Father God, heals. Your word delivers. Your word raised the dead. Your word open blind eyes. Your word can heal lupus. Your word can heal high blood pressure. Your word parted the sea. Your word set the captains free. It was your word, because you are the word, and you came here into flesh form as the word, Father God. So I ask that your word not only just stay here, right here, but your word go across the earth way. Let your word even go to Jamaica. Let your word even go to the state of Texas. Not only in the state of Texas, but let your word go to the west, the east, and the north, and the south. Even let your word go into other countries like Africa, Father God. Oh, Father God, let your word even go to Canada. Oh, Father God, you are the word. Keep speaking your word. You say in the last day you're going to pour out your spirit upon the flesh, all flesh. Father God, we are your mouthpiece. You got the forerunner that's in the wilderness and making way, crying out, speaking who you are, speaking your word to draw your children and the young generation unto you. Father God, I ask that you touch their ear. Those who have an ear to hear tonight, let them hear what heaven have to say. Let them hear your true living word, because you are the true living word. We're going to break bread with you tonight. We're going to eat up your body, the bread, the true bread, the bread of life tonight. So Father God, cover me and cover those that come on to hear your word. We come against it, and we stand against any backlash, any retaliation in the name of Jesus. I cover them. Father God, we cover those that listen. That's listen. We cover them in your word, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father God, I thank you. Like I said, you increase and I decrease. You stew me. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you that we have a roof over our head. I thank you for keeping us cool in this hot heat. Father God, I pray for those that lost business, lost homes due to this fire. Father God, I thank you for protecting those that's dealing with the flood. Father God, I thank you for your protection. Protect them, provide for them, provide and supply their needs, Father God. Oh, Father God, everything that the enemy thought he stolen. Oh, Father God, you gave me a word that this is going to be an hour of payback. The enemy got to pay back everything that he thought he stole from you. He got to pay back everything that the locust, the cankerun, the octopus, whoever try to steal from you. It's payback time. Y'all better catch it. It's payback time. You fit a reap. You fit a weep. I don't care if you were sowing seed by giving people wisdom, encouragement. That's still sowing seed. You dropping dimes into someone's life. You about to reap the harvest. So, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Well, let's go ahead and get into the word. I always said I ain't planning on being on here too long. But however the Holy Spirit, I tell the Holy Spirit have his way. So we are in this series. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And the word, I'm telling you, the word was with God, and the word was God. We have to understand. We, you know, I just sit here, and, you know, I'm going to stay on track tonight. I sit here and I see things. He showed me things. When I read his word, he's speaking to me. When I read his word, not only me, anybody spending time with the Father. That's why we tell y'all to connect with him. Connect with the word, because he is the word. This is in the book of John. When the book of John begins, it begins with these phrases right here. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We cannot go around that. We cannot get over that, because God is the word. We know from Genesis, in the beginning. That's why, how are these people are going to wipe out the New Testament, the Old Testament, when the Old Testament is revelation? The Old Testament is your true DNA to connect to the Father, your true living Father. You cannot get rid of the Old Testament, because even Christ said it is written and forever written. That means whatever they written on the scroll, whatever is written on the wall, whatever is written in the book, I don't care what the Levitas got, I don't care what the Romans, Catholics got, when you begin to connect to Yahweh, the true living word, he's going to give you deep revelation, deep unto deep. He's going to show you what is of him and what is not of him. He's going to begin to open your eyes, open thy eyes to thy heart, just like we had seen last week when on the day of feast, he came up in the temple and he began to cry out. Is anyone thirsty? Is anyone thirsty? Basically, he's saying, come. Because we learn, even from chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He even spoke to Nicodemus, how do you not know this is I am who I say I am. How do you not know about the words that's coming out my mouth? I'm saying it the way I'm trying to break it down to where you understand. But he was saying basically, how can you not understand that you the greatest priest, you the greatest teacher, you consider yourself a teacher, and you should have known this, because it have been written from the beginning before I came to this earth. This is Christ talking. This is Jesus talking. He was talking to Nicodemus. How can you not know this, who I am? Because in the book of John said, when he came here as the word in flesh, as Christ, they didn't even know who he was. Come on, y'all. Today, the reason why people keep going around the mountain and keep going around the whirlpool, because they're not connected to the real world, to the real word. Excuse me. Father God, take over my voice, my mouth. They're not connected to him. They don't have a relationship with him. We was on the wall, y'all, 2 years ago during a pandemic, saying get connected. We made t-shirts, get connected to God. This was our hour in the season to get connected to him, so you can see what was about to take place on this earth. Y'all know about the secret place. Those that have been on PGN and since Randy and everybody else, since I've been on here, I'm here to teach you the way. Like I said, there's a flipping going on in the spirit realm. God is flipping this thing. God is calling the fourth runner, the evangelist. He's calling the gatekeeper. He's calling them to come forth because he's about to flip this thing. Everything that they did before us, like the Pharaoh, when Jesus came, he was correcting the Pharisees, the Gentiles, the Jews. He was correcting them because they were doing things, tradition and religion. He's breaking it off the mindset of people because they went back to it. And so now he got to go clean up the broom just like he did for Israel. He released the broom of destruction, and that broom of destruction has been released in the spirit realm, and he's sweeping. Come on. He's sweeping the churches, because who's the head of the church? Christ. We don't allow him to be the head of the church, there's no church. He is the church. We the body. Come on, y'all. So he's sweeping. He didn't already release the angel to go inside these places to tear down the pulpit that they are building. He's calling people to do deliverance, healing deliverance, but this healing and deliverance is going to be done right. Oh, many don't want that. Because when I look at things and I go on people's page and I look at them, people are thirst for the word. They thirst for the prophecy, the prophet. Locate me, Papa. Locate me. Well, why do they got to locate you when you get in a secret place? The Holy Spirit going to locate you. He going to locate you because he got to locate you first. He got to correct you first. He got to deliver and heal you first. So you should be located in your own household when you have time with Christ. You need to be located and have a secret place with Christ so he can locate you in your secret place. Like we said, when you get in that secret place, he begin to pull out the mirror and show a reflection of yourself. That's how he going to locate you, because he going to tell you, you mean like a junk dog. You know, I got to say, you mean, you selfishness. You are full of deception. You got this lying spirit. You got a murder spirit. You got perversion. He's going to deal with you himself. Come on. But when you go chasing after and thirsting after a word, but you ain't getting with the word. You ain't getting with the word. So we are here as the mouthpiece to direct you back to the word. You got to know what the word is. The word is the prophecy, y'all. The word is the prophecy. When you begin to read his word from yourself, he began to prophesy to you himself. Come on. He began to speak to you, direct you. But he's going to kill you on the inside, flush you out on the inside for whatever you're dealing with. So it's so much to cover in a little bit of time. We just don't have a lot of time. And I asked the Father, well, we got to keep teaching this until we get through the book of John. Okay. God, if Jesus then told him, I am, they saying, well, you saying you better than our father, Moses. He gave us food from heaven, manna for heaven. Jesus had to let them know that food didn't come from Moses. It didn't come from Moses. Moses didn't give you that. I'm phrasing it to break it down to where y'all can understand it. But like I tell y'all, don't take my word for it. We're in the book of John. Go read it for yourself. I gave you the Bible verse and everything. You got to go read it for yourself. He said, no. See, yes, Moses said your fathers, our ancestors, with bread that came from heaven, manna that came from heaven, by the bread. This is Christ talking. I am the bread that came here myself. I'm the bread. You eat of my flesh. It messed them so up when he said, eat of my flesh. They like, how can we eat of his flesh? But just like he told Nicodemus, how did you not know you? Why you don't understand the words coming out my mouth? He kept saying, you don't understand what I'm saying. He was talking about spiritual food. You eat my bread, break bread with me, which that's what we're doing tonight. We're breaking bread with him. You break bread with me. You eat of my body. You just Christ. And I ain't talking about LaShawn now. You eat of Christ's body. You break bread with him, which he's the true bread. He came down here as the bread. Eat my flesh and drink of my blood. The wine. If anybody thirsty, when you drink from the cup that Christ have in his hand, you ain't going to thirst no more. I can tell you that for a thing. Baby, when you drink from that cup in Christ's hand, you ain't going to thirst for the things that you used to thirst in 1991. You ain't going to thirst for the things that you didn't thirst in 2021. You ain't going to thirst for it no more. Because he began to wash you and cleanse you and purge you and purify you. John said, I came to baptize you with water, but there is something greater that come after me. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You can't get around it. Because why we can't get around? Because according to John 14:6, Jesus said unto them, saying unto him, he said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man, your uncle, your daddy, your father, your mother, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, I don't care who they is, if we ain't teaching them the true word of God and they don't accept Christ as the Son of Man, and they don't accept Christ, that he is God himself, he said, you can't even come to my Father. You can't come unto the Father but by me. Come on. We ain't finna race that out the Bible. You got to know who he is, because God himself came down here. That was the new era, new blood. Himself as the Word, as the Spirit, in Mary's stomach. Come on. That's why he came. They couldn't believe. They couldn't believe. They didn't know who he was. And Christ was saying, how can you know it is, it's I. He was saying it's I. How you don't know that? Because all the prophets before me written about this day was coming. Just like the prophet, the real prophet today. That's why we tell y'all we need real scrolls out there to write down the prophecy, because the prophecy that come from heaven gonna come to pass. Come on. Because it's the word. His word ain't going to come back void. As I begin to look at people that's fallen, some of these people, because Matthew 24:24 tell us very well, be careful for the false Christ and the false prophet. What they going to be doing? False signs and wonders. Go read it for yourself. We have been warned about this day. Jesus, we're gonna go on to chapter 8, verse 19. Then said they unto him, where is thy father? Here they go, still trying to test Jesus, they don't believe what he's saying. Because you remember when he was talking, I come from not of this world. This world right here, I ain't come from this world. I came from my father. They was mad because he was saying he is the Father. They didn't like that. They're going to talk about, is this Joseph's son, Mary's son? They start looking at his history, the background. Even they say, can anything come out of Nazareth? Come on, y'all. Jesus answered, you need to know me. You don't know me, nor my Father. You don't know my Father. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. That's chapter 8, verse 19. So he letting them know. If you know me, if you know my father, you should know by the words that were spoken in the beginning, the book that y'all been trying to get rid of. You should know in the beginning, oh, they wrote about me. It was talked about me. When in the garden, when Adam and Eve fell short of their sin, it was talked about me. It was told about me. So you should know that I was going to come. You should have known this from the previous words. Come on. So he said, y'all don't even know me, because if you know me, you would know who sent me, you would know who I came from, and you would know my father. So he said, nah, you don't know my father, and you don't know me. He's selling them that in the temple. He's selling that to the Pharisees, the Jews. You trying to kill me. But they couldn't kill him because it wasn't his time. Jesus even warned them that they was going to die in their sin. They didn't even believe him. He was warning. Jesus didn't come here to condemn the world. He came here to set the captives free. He said, you come to try to kill me because I'm speaking the word. He was speaking things unusual, things that they never heard of. Jesus was doing things that they never seen. Look how they try to kill him by healing people on the Sabbath day. Jesus said, Sabbath day. The Sabbath day didn't come from my father, but you. He was talking to the Pharisees, the Gentiles and all them, but you made it out of a tradition of men. My father never sleeps. So you want this woman and man be bind up with infirmity because you made this out of a tradition holiday. You keep trying to kill me for speaking the word and coming to set the captives free. So you don't even know who I am. I am who I say I am. I am the beginning and the end, and I shall return. So even if you go down to verse 25, then they said that they unto him, who are thou? Who are thou? Don't they sound familiar? Paul, who are thou, Lord? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I am the same. He's saying, I am the same that I told you in the beginning. I am the same, and I'm not going to change my word. My word don't come back to me void. I don't change my word because I speak the word because I am the word. Throughout the book, when you read the book, last night I was reading in 2 Kings, Elijah, you know, he spoke the word, and fire came from heaven and killed the captain and 50 men. Well, more than 50 men. He spoke the word. He knew who the word came from. He had faith to walk in it. He believed it, and he spoke the word. We don't have to be on here all the time. Uh-oh, I'm about to get out. Uh-oh, somebody ain't about to like what I'm about to say. You don't have to call her or call my phone and ask me to pray on the same thing. Because once we release the word from heaven and we believe the word, we believe in the word, we have faith that it is done. Once I open my mouth and pray for you and say it is done, why is you calling back to back, or calling, getting on all these other prayer lines and all these other prophecies, which they don't even got the word up in them? Because when Elijah, when Moses, when Jeremiah, even Ezekiel, when they spoke the word, when God came here at the word, he spoke one word, loose them and let them go. He spoke one word, do you want to be well? Pick up your map and walk. He spoke one word, Lazarus will come forth. They spoke one word, and sometimes Elijah didn't even have to speak a word. He laid on the dead child. My God, somebody going to be free tonight. He laid himself. He stretched himself on the dead child that's been dead for a couple of days. He touched his nose. He touched his eyes. He touched his mouth. And his
the power. He knew the spirit that was in him. This is a spirit that God, that we already got it. We got to be activated. And how do you activate it? You got to get connected to the real true Holy Ghost, the real true Holy Spirit. You keep saying you want to see a miracle. Well, do you really want to see the miracle? In order to see this miracle, in order to see, everybody's talking about the supernatural right now. Or are we going to see the supernatural? Are we really going to see the miracle? Because the miracle, when I read about the second Kings, when I read about the book of Acts, when I read in the book of John, when I read about Exodus, Moses, even when I read about Abraham, when Jesus spoke a word, when he sung, the angel, if God spoke it, he told Mary what's going to happen. He told Joseph through his word by speaking to the angel to come down and give a message. My God. Come on, y'all. We ain't for the plate no more. Enough is enough. He sent Gabriel to Daniel. I heard you. God heard you. See, I'm the angel. My God, Holy Spirit, speak tonight. Break this off of your people. The mindset. Gabriel, I'm the one that sit in front of God Almighty. I sit in front of him. I stand in front of him. I'm the angel that stands in front of him. I'm the angel. That's what Gabriel say. I'm the angel that stand in front of God. Well, you better start, Lord. You did it for Daniel. You did it for Mary. You did it for Abraham. These are angels that stand in front of you, that give direction from you, to get instruction for you. Send my Gabriel to give me an answer, give me direction to get send the angel. I told y'all, some people say you're ready to have an encounter with some angels. God moves on your prayer. He moves on certain words that you say out your mouth. So it's the word that you say. That's why it says life and death is in the power of the tongue. If you want to see God move, you got to answer. You got to ask him something that's impossible. Oh, y'all think I'm playing tonight. Are you not ready? In order for you to understand prophecy, you got to understand the word. If you don't understand the word, prophecy gonna mess you up. Because he's gonna come back and give you confirmation in his word. Do you not know sometimes the Father will speak little word? It is well, it is so, it is done, be still. He will give word that you don't even think that's in the Bible, and you got to see, because he wants you to come search him. Oh my God, when he began to speak, I told y'all God's going to speak things uncommon, unusual. That's why he came here, and when he was speaking to the Pharisee and the Gentiles and the Jews, he was speaking things that they never heard of. That's how he gonna separate his true mouthpiece, the wheat from the turd. He already didn't part the Red Sea. He already got the righteous in his right hand. Y'all got to know who they are, because they're gonna speak something that you don't even know. The grace of God is upon them. The greatest of God is upon them. And you're going to know and see them. There ain't going to be no shaking and baking. It ain't going to be no you. Lord, help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to know. But see, we sound an alarm. See, the fake ones have to be, you have to see them. God is exposing them. You got to see them. You got to know who they are. So when this real revival comes, this real miracle comes, because it's coming. It's coming. It's already here. Come on. You're going to know this is straight from heaven. Ho, ho. My God, my God, my God, my God, when you pray for people and you believe. See, we can believe for you because we're praying for you, but do you believe it? Do you have the faith? Because if he spoke it to his mouthpiece by this time next year, you should board a child. By this time in month if he spoke it. Come on, come on, come on, y'all. You don't got to keep asking for the same, because when you do that, that means you don't trust him. You keep doing that, you don't trust him. The only thing you got to say, well, Lord, you spoke it. I believe you. So when the season comes, this is my time. You got to keep speaking it over yourself. You got to pray it over yourself. If you say I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to be a millionaire. If you say I'm going to be fruitful and multiply, well, I am going to be fruitful and multiply. Fish yourself up. Dress yourself up. Act like you going to be fruitful and multiply. Get yourself up. If you want to be somebody's husband and be somebody's wife, get yourself up. Fix yourself up like a bride. Go look for that wedding dress. You better get yourself up. Ain't nothing going to come to you from the sky. I just got new flesh. Come on. Come on. You got to get yourself out that boat. When Peter begins to sink, what's the first thing he said? Oh, you got little faith. Your faith is weak. Your faith is weak. You got the word. Paul told us in Ephesians, put on the whole armor of God. When you put on the whole armor of God, that's your equipment. That's your weapon. That's your weapon. And so Jesus kept telling them over and over and over who he was. If they didn't hear him then, they ain't going to hear him now. They lukewarm. They carnal minded. They stuck in tradition and religion. Monkey see, monkey do. I see so many, you can look at the culture. And one say, well, I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to see you. Or this and this, the other one going to do it. This is how God is separating the people. Y'all, I'm telling you, y'all better get in y'all word. He said, then said Jesus unto them, when ye had lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. We feel in the book of John 8, we went down to 28. And then he said, and he that sit me is with me. Oh, wait a minute. 29. And he that sit me is with me. If God send you somewhere and he tell you go somewhere, if he say go somewhere, if he tell you to do something, I don't care. See, people want to, if the enemy want to set up snares and traps and he want to trip you and he want you to fall in a hole. But even, see, when Christ said the same work you see me do, you should do greater work. So when God send you somewhere, when he send you, you ain't going to be by yourself. Come on. It's in his word. He's going to be with you. Then he went on, the Father have not left me alone. Come on, that is for somebody tonight. You not by yourself. Like we said, there's a great separation in the spirit. There's a separation. He's separating things and he was breaking things up. He was breaking things up. You got to allow him to break it up. He was breaking up relationship that you shouldn't even been part of no relationship. All that ungodly soul tie, ungodly relationship, you know, ungodly friendship, being ungodly with ministry. He was breaking it up. He was doing a great separation during this pandemic, but some of y'all missed it. Come on. Come on. There was such a big break. You can hear it in the spirit realm. because I got to send you some places. I told you he's flipping things. Even already he was flipping over the money chamber. Now he's flipping this thing. Some of us is not in our right place. Some of us is dislocated, displaced, but he's about to put you in the right place. So you might have to leave the United States, and those that's outside the United States might have to come into the United States, because God about to balance this scale out. Oh, y'all better write it down. Y'all better write it down. It got to happen like that. Told you about to put the unknowns with the knowns. It got to balance out. Come on. See, a lot of people look at this COVID thing, this thing that we know where it came from. It's a real terrible thing, but y'all got to catch it in the spirit. Y'all got to catch it. You got to be caught. You got to be connected to God. God said, my people is in the Bible. My people going to know who they are. They're going to know their true identity. My people, give the land back to my people. Give the land back to the rightful people. That's why we've been saying go buy the land. Go get the business. God was opening things up in the spirit realm. The wealth was opened up. God, the things that they said that you had to do, God knew these schools, that these schools that will represent these cults and goddesses and stuff like that, taking your money to send your children to school on $100,000, putting them in $100,000 debt, putting them in $75,000 debt, and they couldn't get no job. But God said, hold up, hold up. I'm about to switch this thing around. Because what they said you used to, oh, this is for somebody tonight. They better catch it in the spirit realm. See, what they said you used to have to do, you don't have to do it no more. We found the alarm here on PGN. If you trying to be a nurse, go and apply for the job now, because God opened that door of opportunity. Man didn't do it. God had to allow this pandemic to happen to open some doors of opportunity. Oh, they don't believe it, Father. They don't believe it. A lot of us missed it. It was so much wealth coming from heaven during a pandemic, because I'm one of them. They hit with the wealth unexpectedly. Come on. And when he gave you the wealth, when he give you the wealth, you got to do right by his people. If he said, go feed my sheep what I bless you with, is you going to go feed his sheep what he bless you with? Because if you were faithful for what I bless you, see, this ain't even nothing, daughter. If you do what I tell you to do, you about to get more. Uh-oh. Some people missed it because our mindset, we afraid to get off the boat. We procrastinate. Limitation. Man say, I had to have this to get this position. And God said, no, you don't. I'm opening this door that no man can shut. Come on. When he opened the door, they can't shut it in your face. If God says somebody going to bless you with a car, you be still. Somebody going to bless you with the car. If God told me to rest. You've been pouring out so much to people. You have been did this. Now I want to bless you, but I need you to rest. I need you to get in position. See, when we out of position and out of posture, we begin to miss the blessing. God's going to bless some of you. You got favor on your life, but you got to position yourself. You got to stay with connected to him. You got to stay in the word. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody tonight. When he didn't lay, see, a lot of the people thought I was cuckoo for Cocoa Box. When I told y'all, sometime I be saying some things, but they did. When I was sounding the alarm, that God about to pull people off the job and go into full-time ministry. See, a lot of them didn't believe that. They didn't believe it. See, some of us were about to go traveling. They ain't believing. Oh, it's time for you to go back to work. You've been out work so long, huh? Ain't what he told me. Ain't what he told me. You looking at it in flesh. But because you don't even know the stuff I had to go through. See, you thought I was getting all this money from the government and all that, child. You don't even know. You don't even know. Yeah, I'm laughing because honey, one day I'll see y'all testimony. He said, I didn't, then he will speak to me saying, well, that one, that family, I want that one to come off that job. He will tell me people that need to come off their job and pull their money out the 401k. Oh, you talk about a 401k, you talking about their livelihood. But I'm telling you, what the father, I can't give you the word what the father say. Do you know how it made me feel going telling somebody, pull your money out the 401k, go open your own business, invest in your own business, go buy land, just what I'm hearing. And I have to step out on faith to tell them that. And these was a lot of leaders, and they didn't even, oh, my God. He say they missed it. Come on. They missed it because I didn't have a platform. I was a nobody. Come on. I don't play with God. I don't play with him. I'm not gonna play. So a lot of people didn't like it. But the same thing I was telling them that the Holy Spirit revealed to me, even with the company I was at, they got an email one day. Pull your money out the 401k now. If you don't pull your money out the 401k, you're gonna lose it. See, because the company was going away. Somebody then bought the company. See, things can happen just like that suddenly. But God sent his mouthpiece to give the warning. So this was Christ was saying. You don't know my father, because if you know my father, you know me. You don't got to go on there and tell people you're an apostle, you're a prophet. They're going to know you by the fruit. They're going to know you. They're going to know who you are. They're going to know it's something about this one right here. Now, I ain't never heard nobody talk about God like that. It's something. I want to know who this person she's talking about, who he's talking about, because I never heard it like that. I ain't never seen a healing like that. I ain't never seen a deliverance like that. I haven't seen it. That's what that Bible verse means. The eyes haven't seen and the ears haven't heard. We ain't seen and heard it yet. Come on. He's saying, if you lift up the Son of Man, then you should know that I am him, he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my father has taught me, he's going to teach y'all. He's going to teach y'all thy way. He's going to teach you the truth. He's going to teach you the true meaning of his word, because he's the word. You got to have a relationship with him. These fake prophet and apostle, they can tell you anything because you got itching ears. He said, I speak these things. That's in verse 28. He said, I speak these things. So when you lift me up and you see, you lift the Christ, look, Christ said, oh, see, this will remind me of this Bible verse right here. When Christ was laying on the ground, they were nailing him to the tree. Christ knew once they lift him up off that ground, they were going to be in trouble. It might look to us in the natural eye, we cry. It hurted us. It hurted his mama. It hurted his disciples. Some of his disciples wasn't there because they couldn't look upon him. Even the father had to turn his face up on his own son. And just imagine the angel looking down, everybody in heaven looking down what they was doing to the person that was in heaven with them. And they were seeing how they was prosecuting him, beating him the way they were beating him, to where he was unrecognized. His liver and everything was hanging out. Flesh, they can see his bones. Oh, it wasn't a pretty sight. But Jesus, even though he was in pain because he was in flesh, his lungs, the fluid was filling up in his lungs. It was filling up in his heart. In his heart, he had fluid, because when they pierced him in the side, it said it came out blood and water around him, is it was going to fill up in his lung to where he couldn't breathe no more. Come on. If we want to be really, really detailed about it in the physical, we got to look at it in the physical, how bad they beat him. No man would not be able to stand that crucifixion. No man will be able to stand the crucifixion that Christ went through. But, oh, the Son of Man, he knew once they lift that tree up and he came up off that ground, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. He didn't say draw men unto man. He said, man, draw unto me. If I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. I came here to the earth, and this is what Christ is saying. I came down here as God himself. It is I am who I say I am. So if I be lifted up off this ground, you're going to be in trouble, because when I take my last breath and say it is finished, it is done, and I give up the ghost, I'm not just going to go back to heaven. I got to go another place. I got to go down there in hell. Oh, my God. See, Holy Spirit, you take over. Oh, my God. We don't even got enough time to go into that. We ain't got to that part. He that sent me is with me. You can't do nothing to me. That's basically what Jesus, you can't do nothing to me. I gave up my life for my people, for my children. I speak this word. Some of you don't even believe, Christ was saying, some of you don't even believe the words I'm speaking. And nowadays, they still don't believe the words he's speaking. He said in verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My God, I'm going to leave it just as that. Like I said, so many little times, we don't have enough time to go out into the word. But that's why I'm just leading you to the water. I'm leading you to Christ. So it's for you to go back and read it for yourself. Get in the book of John. You want to know who the word is? You want to know about the prophecy? The prophecy is the word of God. You want to know who Christ is? You want to know about his love? John, the book of love. The John is the book that really tell you who Christ was, who he really was, and where did he really come from. Come on. You got to get in the book yourself. I tell you, when I read the word and I hear how they were replying to Jesus, the stuff they were saying to him, it's the same thing they say now. Even when you go down to 33, then they answer him, we be Abraham's seed. Come on, well, everybody wasn't Abraham's seed. But they said, we be Abraham's seed. Well, Jesus was saying, if you were Abraham's seed and you knew Abraham was the seed from my father. Come on. And they said, and were never in bondage to any man. So when Jesus said, this is what he said in the verse before, and ye shall know the truth. You should know the truth. Once you know who Jesus is, Christ is, and Yahweh is, you gonna know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then here go they little silly self gonna say, they answer him, we be Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage to any man. They didn't even understand the words that was coming out of Christ's mouth. You say, then they went back to him and said, well, you said you should be made free. And they little head, they was already free. No, they was in bondage. They was in tradition and religion. They were still in captivity. Then Jesus hit them with the word again. He kept hitting them with the word again. Y'all committing sin. Y'all deceiving his people. Y'all not teaching his people the word. Jesus said to them, he answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed a sin is the servant of sin. He was hitting them left and right with the word. They tried to hit them with the word. Jesus was eating them up with the true word. Well, Father God, we thank you for this word. Father God, we wish we had more time to teach your word. But Father God, we just leading it. We dropping dimes. You know, some of us is there to drop seed. Some there to plant. Some there to water. But Father God, ask that you water them in this season. Water them down with your word. Father God, let them have their word deep in their heart. You said, your son, Yahshua, Christ said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear the knock, if any man hear me, let him open the door. Let him open the door and I will come in and I will sit with him. That's what he want to do. He want to come in your heart. He wants you to break bread with him in your own household. Have a relationship with him in your own household. Oh, give your home, dedicate your home back to Christ. Dedicate your home as a house of prayer. Dedicate your home as a house of worship. And if you believe in his word, you should be able to stand at the door. See, in the while of prayer, we have been saying the Holy Spirit gave me a word. Some of my people need to turn their face to the wall, just like Hezekiah. He turned his face to the wall. And I remember I kept saying, turn your face to the wall. You need to turn to the wall. And then when I was in my kitchen, he said, Hezekiah. See, that's how he's going to bag the word up. When he give you a word, he's going to come back and bag it up with his word. And he began to tell me, Hezekiah, when he got a word from Elijah that he got to get his house in order. He need to get his house in order because he's going to die. See, Hezekiah, his father was a king before he came into the office of a king. And her father was wicked. They were worshiping idolatry. They were doing everything that wasn't in the pleasing in God's eyesight. So Hezekiah came and he began to change things around, getting rid of the idolatry, doing what God wanted him to do. So when he was on his sick bed, he turned his face to the wall, and y'all are paraphrasing it. He turned his face to the wall and began to cry out. There was a cry coming from his belly. Out your belly you should flow rivers of living water. And he began to cry out, Lord, it is me. And he began to remind God what he did. God, remember me. Remember me. I did this. I correct the things that my father was doing wicked and wrong. So his cry moved the heart of God, and he sent a word back to Hezekiah, you should live 15 more years. My God, who am I talking to tonight? And then Hezekiah went back. Well, Lord, you said you're going to raise me up in 3 days. Show me. Oh, there go that word. Show me. Give me confirmation. See, it's your job to go ask God for the confirmation. It's your job as a child of God to ask God to show you. When you get word, show me, Father God, that you spoke this word. Give me confirmation. Because the prophet went to Hezekiah and gave him the word. You're going to live 15 more years, and he's going to raise you up in 3 days. So Hezekiah say, show me. Come on. He even said, but you want the sun to go forth. You want the shadow to come forth, or you want the shadow to go backwards? Well, here go Hezekiah. Well, the shadow always comes forward down the stern. So if I say the shadow go back, I knew that's a miracle. I know can't nobody on earth, man on earth cannot do this. It got to come from heaven. So I'm going to ask God, my father, to make the shadow go back up the stern. You think that shadow didn't go back up the stern? And Hezekiah got his confirmation. God going to raise him up in 3 days because the shadow went backwards up the stairs. You better start using that type of faith. You better knock on the door of heaven and say, God, show me that you meant what you say. Show me, Father God. Do a miracle. Let me see something that I never seen. Just like Hezekiah said, let the shadow go backwards up the stairs. Ooh, it's something about that prayer, something about that request. Touch the ear of the Father. You got to touch the ear of the Father. Your prayers got to hit his ears. Oh, thank you, Father. Ooh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We ask that you continue to teach, continue to minister. I don't know what just happened. Some just got clicked off. The devil is a lie. Oh, I don't know what that was. Telling you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My God, let us just go ahead and jump into the call. Thank you, Father. 205-531, this Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
Junior May from Alabama.
Hey, Junior. Hey, how you doing?
Just fine.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Is there a special prayer request? Thank you, Father.
Jennifer got to go do some tests Monday. We're having trouble with her being bloated in her stomach. And the doctor just told me that her protein is low and her kidney function and her heart function is low because she has congenital heart failure. And so her stomach is kind of getting large like it was before, which, you know, she can't bend over to do like the tie shoe or anything.
Thank you, Father. Father God, I just thank you for the word. Father God, you have already performed miracle in your daughter's life. Father God, we're going to stand on your word and continue to believe that you ain't done. You ain't finished. She's not finished here on this earth. Father God, just like we said in the beginning that the doctors were going to stretch their head to try to figure out what is this. This child should not have been here. So, Father God, we're going to give you the glory, and we're going to thank you for her life and life abundantly, that everything is in your hand. You is in control, Father God. So, Father God, we speak to the swelling that's in the belly. Oh, Father God, every fluid, we command it to dry up right now. Father God, you give her a new heart. What the doctor is saying, what are you saying? What are you saying in heaven? Oh, Father God, we know that there are many rooms. I didn't heard by testimony, many rooms and many warehouses with things that we need. So, Father God, by her faith, by her mama faith, that she reach up and get what her daughter need. Father God, she need a new heart. Create her a new heart, Father God. Oh, Father God, we speak to that heart, the enlargement on her heart. It ain't no enlargement of heart in heaven. So if there's no enlargement of heart in heaven, it shall not be so with your daughter. So, Father God, I ask that you touch your heart, Father God. We speak to every fluid that's in the lungs and around the heart chamber to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to the belly area, the bloating, huh? We speak to you, infirmity, to loose her and let her go. I bind and rebuke every infirmity that's in her body. Oh, Father God, just like your son asked, do you want to be well? And I'm pretty sure Jennifer would say, yes, Father, I want to be well. And we say, it is so. Oh, Father God, honor her. We thank you for what you're doing on this side. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for raising her up out of her sick bed. Oh, Father God, let this be a season that she will reap the hundredfold in her body. 100% kidney, 100% heart, and 100% mind. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. And keep stirring up her mind. Father God, oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, because we're going to trust you, and we're going to trust your word and believe in your word. It is done, and only you hold that. It's in your hand. You know it's done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
My God. So how things been going?
Just fine. Other than that, just fine. Because she went to the dentist yesterday, and I was telling the dentist, and she said, she don't look like she been sick. I said, she done been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked, she said, what? I said, you know, I said, yes, God done brought her through a lot because she's been. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Keep,
oh, yeah.
speaking and clapping. The enemy don't like, I'm telling y'all, the enemy don't like when we clap our hand and celebrate the Father, even though it might not, because I was listening to, I think that was Kenny Hank, and you know, that the enemy tried to take him out in sickness since he was a little boy, but he kept the faith. He kept speaking. He was healed. He was healed. Kept the faith. When they talking about he ain't gonna be here in 6 months, he ain't gonna be here, this is gonna happen, he kept saying I'm healed, and everybody saying no, you're not. What's wrong with you? No, you're not. He kept saying I'm healed. He kept saying I'm healed. They kept saying no, you're not. Do you not see? Is something wrong with you? They even asked him, was he blind? You ain't see? No, I don't see what you see. I see what I see, that I'm healed. So you have to shut the mouth of the enemy.
Oh,
God holds everything in his hand. It's in his hand.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Is there anything else?
No, that's all. So you can get to the other calls too. But really,
well,
it's mainly, you know.
We're gonna stand. PGN gonna stand together with heaven and believe.
Oh, yeah.
That this is gonna be another testimony.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Keep speaking the word over her and have the faith.
I will. And thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Now, for those that listen online and those who's calling in for the first time, if you want to be ministered to, or this word had blessed you and you just want to say something, you know, press one on the phone and I see you on the queue. Hand come up and I'll be more happy to bring you on. So we're gonna go to the next caller. 828-989. This is Sister LaShawn Mason calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey sis, it's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey Jennifer, how you doing?
Hi sweetie. I'm doing wonderful, thank you. I'm very blessed and favored.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, wow. So, did you have a special prayer request, or you want to share something?
Just God is doing, I don't know, he's just doing something. I think I'm finally getting a hold of speaking the word out. It's taken me a while, but... God is good and he's moving. So I'm just really excited to see what he has for me next.
And I want to say this. It's a process. It's a process. This thing don't happen overnight. It took me time to understand the word. Even see, that's how I know when people used to prophesy for me and pray for me. And I'm like, what did they mean? You know, I didn't know what it meant because I wasn't reading the words. I didn't understand what they were saying. I didn't understand about Ephesians 6. I didn't understand a lot about Psalms 91 and Psalms 23 and all this other stuff. And I'm like, what is that? I didn't have no understanding of it until I went to the Father, help my understanding, help my belief. When I read your word, you interpret it for me. So when I start reading for myself and having a relationship with him for myself, so when people do come give me words, sometimes I still be, some things they be saying, I'm going to use it for example. That's why you got to be careful. You got to be careful with some of these people. They say you need to connect to the great. And I'm like, connect to the grace. I don't understand what you're saying. I literally said, I don't understand what you're saying. What you mean connected to the grace? I know about his grace. But what do you mean about I need to connect to the grace? So they never came back to me about it. And so I went to my father. Well, what do they mean about this? The enemy knows. And he try to switch the word and come up with some word that was, you don't understand the word, go to the Father. I don't understand that. It's some stuff I don't understand. But he's going to show you. He's going to teach you. Well, I don't know what they're talking about. What grace? Because he tell me his grace is sufficient. What grace? So you always go, it's going to take time. If you ask for wisdom, he's going to give you wisdom. If you ask for the knowledge and understanding, he's going to give it to you. That's why he say, if you drink from this cup, Jesus said, if you drink from this cup, you will never thirst again. When you drink from this cup, even the woman at the well, if you only you knew who were asking you for a drink, you would be asking me for the drink. Can you drink for what I got for you? And she was like, I want some of that drink. So if you want to drink from the cup of wisdom, he going to fill you up with it. You want to be stirred up with the seed. Some things we don't even have to ask because it's already in us. The Holy Spirit's already in us. We are spiritually human beings. We just got to be delivered and set free from some things.
Amen.
So, I just thank you for what you're doing with your daughter, Father God. Continue to fill her up with your word. Continue to mold her, Father God. And Father God, open her understanding, Father God. I thank you because she's having a relationship with you, my God. I see you with a relationship with him. I see you walking with him. So that's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing to walk with God, to walk with him. When you begin to walk with him and have a relationship with him, do you know you have access? You have access. You can access him all the time in the night hour, in the day hour. You have this. You will never lose the access to go to Christ because he given it to you. You come like he hold out his hand and he say, come unto me. He's granted you that. And he's saying, come to me. You know, come and learn of me. Take up my yoke. This is Christ. This is what he's saying. So you, or he would not deny access. You would not have denied access. He's going to give it to you. He will release keys. He will release knowledge. He will release all these things that we need and for this next upcoming season, for this hour. And so I see you walking with him, crying with him, you know, crying out to him, walking with him, talking to him. You're going to be walking around your house. I don't know if you do this already. And people going to be like, who is she talking to? You're going to be talking to him just like that, like I'm talking to you. You're going to be walking around your house in the grocery store in your car. And you're going to have a conversation like you're going to have to be having a literal conversation with him. It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
So I see a relationship with his father. You're going to grow a relationship with him. I see a growing of a relationship with him. So embrace that, the growing of a relationship with your daddy.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And he's going to show you things that you didn't, I don't understand this. I don't know why this happened, why I can't move. And he's going to say, well, do this right here. Don't go do that. Do this. Try this. He's going to just give you words. Just word when you talk, when you're in the kitchen, you're going to drop words, and that's that relationship. So I see a growing of a relationship between you and the Father. So Father God, you cover her and protect her and keep her in your will in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's awesome.
I will be done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Give me more. Better be careful what you ask for. The more we say, give me you and give me more, he's going to give it to you.
Yes. No, I definitely want more of him. More of him. Yes.
Oh, yeah. All the things that are distracting you, bothering you, all that's going to be broken off of you. He's going to break that off for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah, keep talking to her. I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be a day, and you're going to come back and give a testimony. You're going to be talking, and you're like, wow, he's just going to be talking. You're talking to him. You're going to tell him all about your trouble, everything. You're going to start asking him, well, what do you think about this? What should I, you know, that's a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
He likes that. Yeah, he wants everybody to have a relationship with him like that.
Reciprocal relationships.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I am believing for a supernatural rush tonight. He gave me a vision of myself. I couldn't put into words what I was feeling, but he gave me a vision of a rag doll just being pulled in all these directions, and the rag doll just looked, I mean, it was in pretty bad shape. I am definitely feeling like that. He just, I couldn't put it into words, but he put it into a picture for me, so, yeah.
I just pray that you would not be tossed back and forth like that, but you would be in a season of peace and rest. No longer you will be this rag doll, all tossing back and forth, the enemy messing with your mind. And I speak peace. Whenever you can't sleep, just start playing the Bible app. Read the word, get in his word, or get into some really, really deep worship. And I just command your sleep in this hormone. Father God, I just speak healing. Father God, I ask that you touch your body. Father God, we rebuke this infirmity of hormone, Father God, because you would not afflict us with the disease that you did Egypt. Father God, your son took all that up on that cross, up on that tree with him. So, Father God, her hormones imbalance, that we just ask that it balance back out, Father God. And I ask that you give her wisdom of things that she should take to help her out during this process. Even going into the grocery store, you just speak to her. That's the relationship. You walking in the grocery store. Well, Father, move my eyes. What do I need to do? What do I need to take? What do my body need? So, Father God, I ask that you help your daughter with that, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. That's something that I've been praying about.
Wow. Well, he's going to give you direction what you should eat. So pay attention of food that you should eat, the foods and the vegetables and even vitamins. That's going to help you out with that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Get you some Levitra oil, like Levitra oil, even tea with Levitra in it. I'm trying to think, and what is this? Magnesium.
Magnesium. Okay.
Yeah. They say iodine is good for that too. So magnesium, like take the magnesium right before you go to bed, and take and rub some Levitin. Or spirit, lemon and stuff like that, even rub it on your bed.
We say lemon?
Lemon, mm-hmm. Even take a bath with lemon and get some caramel, what you call it, caramel,
Oh, I got something in here. Caramelum tea. You know, let me spell it for you. You know, stuff like ginger, garlic, green tea. But go get you, if you have an Indian store by you, the Indian store has the best tea. But it's Carmile, Chamomile. Start drinking it before you go to bed.
Okay.
And also magnesia. Magnesia is good for the brain and stress. But what I do, I like to take the magnesium powder. So the magnesium powder that I take is, let me see. Where is it at? Get some protein. It's called CALM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be careful about taking too much. You'll be going to that restroom. So he's going to show you ways that are going to help your body out with that.
Yeah, but I believe that he will. I really do. I've been crying out to him because I know my hormones are all messed up. I don't know what's going on, but I know he does. So he showed me a few things, dandelion tea.
That's good. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm just going to keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to eat the rainbow.
He told me to eat the rainbow.
Yeah, so like, you know, because I was like, you know, a lot of people like are so focused on, you know, how, you know, vitamins, minerals and that. And he said, just eat the rainbow. So like when I record it in my journal, say if I have a salad, I'd write it in green.
He called my fruits greens and stuff. That's the rainbow.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about, the rainbow. That's what I picked up. He's talking about the fruit,
mm-hmm.
the spinach, the carrots, the kale, the apples. There you go.
Yep.
That's going to help you a lot. Sometimes when you're going through the hormones, you got to cut back on meat.
Yeah, I'm a vegan, so I don't eat meat.
That's good.
Right.
Do you eat a lot of dairy? Do you eat a lot of dairy?
I do love berries. I like blueberries.
No,
blueberries.
Dairy.
Oh, dairy.
Like milk. Uh-huh.
No.
Well, okay.
Not anymore.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to cut that out. A lot of eggs and this. You know, if you're going to do dairy, do barley milk. Barley. And look up barley. Look up barley.
I haven't heard of that. I do oat milk and nut milks and stuff like that, but I haven't heard of barley milk.
Yeah, look up barley. Just read the benefit about barley.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for my healing. Thank you. Thank you.
And if you got some olive oil, when you get out the bathtub and you're ready to go to bed, when you got some olive oil, rub that olive oil on your feet and massage your feet. Don't you know I found out your feet have a lot to do with your health?
Wow.
Ginger. They say ginger pulls out toxins from your feet.
Huh. Yeah, I do feel like I have a lot of toxins in me. I'm super tired and ginger. I will do that. I will do that.
Yeah, look up ginger oil. They even have ginger patch. But one day, I kid y'all not, this is how I'm trying to tell y'all how the Holy Spirit works. One day I was in the house. I can't recall what I was doing. And I heard, go get some ginger and get some olive oil, crush it up in the blender. And when you crush it up, put it on the bottom of your feet, wrap it up, and let it sit. And when I did that, I went to sleep, and my feet were feeling good and everything. And so I went the next day to look up ginger oil. Come to find out, ginger oil, they use patches, and you can go to like a foot place. They use ginger oil, and they pull the toxin out of your body. See how the Holy Spirit is going to help you out?
Yes.
Some things you think is crazy, and then one day I heard, well, get some lemon, chop up some lemon. I'm trying to remember everything. It was lemon and something else. I put in that bathtub, and I got in it, and I'm telling you, I went to sleep right in the bathtub. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm telling y'all, the Holy Spirit will help you out. He's the comfort. He's your helper.
Teacher, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he's going to help us. He's our helper. So when he give you those directions, do it.
Okay. I'll do that. I will. Thank you. I'm excited. I'm excited to receive. I'm excited to hear what he's going to say.
Amen. Thank you for calling in, and God bless you.
God bless you too, LaShawn. I just love listening to you. I just get so much from it, and just sets me on fire. So God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Well, thank you for calling. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, well, moving on to the next call. If anybody that's on here, if you'd like to be ministered to, prayer, you have a prayer request, you just want to say something about the word, you're more happy to come on. Just press 1 on your phone. Just press 1 time, and I see this little hand in the queue, and I will bring you on. 832-231. This is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where are you calling from?
It's Tasha from Texas.
You say Tasha?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Just playing.
Oh, okay. Is this your first time calling?
Oh, man, I talk to you a lot.
I can't pick. I guess the phone is a must. I can't pick up on your voice. Okay, well, we have so many calls, but well, thank you for calling in tonight. Did you have a special prayer request?
I'm just thankful and grateful. I'm just blessed. That's in how to say that. I'm just blessed. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, thank you for what you're doing in this season, this upcoming season. I thank you for parting ways. It's like, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's like things have been parted for you so you can go ahead and walk through it. It's like I see a field, and the field has been parted. Like it's a part way. It's like a, I don't know where it's going through, but it's, I see that you need to walk through it. I don't know if there have been some stagnated things that have been stagnating you, or you kind of fell back for a while, but you're going to have to go through it. He's going to part it, and you're going to have to go through it. It might not feel good. You might not like it. It might not feel comfortable. But you're going to have to go through this path. You're going to have to go through it. And so I see he's parting a way for you to go through it. What's on the other side, I do not see it. But Father God, he knows what you need in this upcoming season. And it's going to be very, very important that you heed to the voice of God. You heed to the voice of God even when it comes down to your finance, even when it comes down to some decision that you're making. It's very important that you be sensitive and heed to his voice in this upcoming season in your life. Even when it comes down to your health. Thank you, Father. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. Father God, I ask that she trust you and she keep going. Sometimes we got to go down this path alone, but we never alone. We just read in the book of John that when Christ said, my Father is with me, I'm not alone. So you're not going to be alone. You're not going to be by yourself. I don't know what is getting ready to come, or you going through this patch in your life that you feel like you're alone. I don't know what is this going on, but God is with you. He's with you, and he's going to direct you. You're just going to have to trust him. Just come. Walk through it. Just walk through it. The storm might be raging, but it's not going to drown you. Just go through it, and then you'll see a better day. It's going to shine. You're going to shine through this. So I don't know if you know what this is about, but that's what I'm picking up.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is like the confirmation is like when Moses, when God told Pharaoh, let his people go, you have to go across the sea. So I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to have to cross some seas, and I done overcame a bunch of stuff, so I'm coming through, you know, the blessing.
Right.
That's what we're talking to me, you know. I'm being there, I've been through a lot, but I'm speaking and heeding to the word of God, and my hunger is so, it's the hunger where I don't want to thirst no more. I just want to hunger more and more and more for his word, so I can be no more look up to him. The Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son. So, I mean, my hunger is so just, it's like I'm just desirous just to walk in his will and listen to anything he tells me to do, I want to do it.
Right. And everybody can't go with you. You're going to have to let go some things and let go some people. Because you got to carry this. Nobody can carry it for you. But Christ going to help you carry it to get you crossed over. He's with them in the nighttime, in the daytime, and he's going to be with you. It's okay to get to the secret place and cry and scream and, Lord, you know, but you get yourself up and you keep going. You keep going. So I just pray that God give you the strength to endure in this hour. That your strength don't come from you, it come from above. Be strong in the Lord in this hour. Be strong. It's going to be your testimony, and you're going to testify the goodness of Yahweh. You're going to testify how good he was when you was going through the trial, the tribulation of this thing that you're going through in your life. You're going to come out of it. You're coming out of it. You're coming out. You're not going to stay there too long. Keep trusting him. Keep having the faith and keep believing. He rebuked the strongholds in the mind, because he let us know the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through who? Through God, by pulling down the stronghold. Everything that's trying to come against your mind that's not of God, cast it out. Cast it out. Like eyes unto him which come, you know, keep your eyes to the hill. Where's the hill at? The hill is in front of you. Don't look back. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Don't look back. why this has to happen to me. Don't look back why they betrayed me, why they stabbing me in my back. Don't look back, because if you know God got your back, you don't got to look back. He's back. He got you in your back. So you got to go forward. You got to move forward. You got to complete the assignment. So you look to the hill which come your help. Where your help come from? It come from above. It come from God.
Mm-hmm.
You keep
mm-hmm.
your eyes
mm-hmm.
fixed on him. Yes, the storm is raging. The storm is all around. The storm is going to beat her. But you keep your eyes on him. We all got to go through something. What do you say by his grace? His grace is sufficient. His grace.
Mm-hmm.
When we weak, some of us got the thorn in our flesh. We weak. But he leaves a thorn in the flesh so we can glorify him. My God.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to take it out. Because it's going to remind you to glorify me while you got that stone in your flesh. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be saying, I say, I'm here to testify. Because even Christ said, I come here to testify. Your testimony will be used to go set the captives free. How? Is she overcome? Because you're going to be an overcomer. So, Father God, I ask that you clothe her mind in righteousness. Father God, I ask that you let her, if she surrender, I just pray that she will surrender all to you. Release it all. Release those people. Release her finance. Release it all to you so she can get in a place of rest so you can restore her. That you can just revive her, do a revival in her heart, do a revival with her mind, hit her home with the revival, Father God. Revive her in this hour in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we speak that she will endure this. Father God, that you are her strong tower. You are her shield. Father God, that you are going to protect her. Father God, that the word, your word be a lamp unto her feet to lighten up the pathway. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. And I got one prayer, because you pray for my son with peace and happiness.
Pray for your son?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, what's your son's name?
Ladarian.
Ladarian? Father God, I thank you for this young man, Ladarian. Father God, I thank you for protecting him, Father God. Father God, I ask that you touch his mind, Father God. Deliver him from himself, Father God. Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy, the adversary, the evildoer. We rebuke the attack that's coming against his mind. Father God, I ask in the spirit, Father God, release your sword, Father God. Father God, begin to cut everything that's around him. Begin to cut and loose him from all ungodly relationship, every ungodly soul tie. But Father God, I speak that he will line up with your will, your plan, Father God. Father God, straighten out things that need to be straightened in his life in the name of Jesus. Father God, do a purge and do a cleansing on the inside, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you heal and deliver him, Father God. Deliver him from his self-destruction. Oh, Father God, we just speak integrity over him, the word of wisdom over him. Father God, teach him thy way, Father God. Father God, the salvation will be upon his life, that he will know that you are real, that Christ is real, and that you came here to set the captives free. We just speak your word. Whoever the Son set free is free indeed. Father God, we know where the freedom of God, where your freedom, where your spirit at, there's freedom, there's liberty, and we declare and decree that word over his life. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Yes, Father, my God. Oh, my cassiki, the ready commando. Oh, Father God, fix that situation right now. And my cassiki, Oh, Father God, we cry out to you. We cry out for this young man, Father God. We cry out for his soul because we know all soul belongs to you, Father God. You intervene, Father God. Intervene in this situation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, protect him, Father God. In the name of Jesus, cover him, hide him. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, show him your love. Pour it out upon him right now. In the name of Jesus, touch his heart, Father God. Touch his heart, touch his mind. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you. I ask that you remove that situation right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Let me tell you something. Something is going to break with your son because I felt it. Trust him. Trust him. Trust the Father. Trust the Father.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Trust the Father. You got to trust him. And tell him you trust the Father. A lot of things God won't reveal to us as parents because we're not ready for it. And we will get in his way. We will get in his way. They're too close. They're even too close to our children. You give your son back to the Father. And trust him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, sister, for the prayer. God bless you. Thank you for lifting my spirit. And thank you for being an intercessor, being that for me and my son. Lord, say with two or three gathered together in his name, touch me and dream. And Jesus hears us. And I thank you so much for being there for us. In Jesus' name, I thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Just pray whatever the Father tells you to pray. And whatever he tells you to do, do it. But trust him. Trust him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank
you. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. Hey, Sister Latrice, how you doing?
It is well. It is well.
Amen. It is well. It is well. Well, you got a special prayer request or something you want to share?
I don't know, the phone going up. Praying,
get old. Say again, Sister Latrice.
I said prayer in general.
Okay. All right. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all things. And you know, as I was reading 2 Kings last night, Elijah said, it is well. And I don't know why your name now I understand after I got your text. But it was a part where Elijah said, it is well. And when I heard that your name came up last night. And so it is well. Despite what it looking like, what you think it is well. Now I'm telling you this, I'm being so serious. It's very crucial for you. Now you got to see the hand of God moving in your life. It's a season for you to see the hand of God move in your life. See, you got a little taste of it, but you ain't got the full force. But now it's time for the hand, for you to see the hand of God really move into your life. It's like when he said, when he was on the water, walking on the water, and they seen him on the water, and here go Peter. Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you. You know, I'm paraphrasing the way I, you know, if it's you, command me to come to you. And Jesus said, okay, you be, you know, I'm just saying it kind of in a, you know, way. Well, come on. That's basically what he said. Well, come on. Get out the boat, Peter. Get out the boat. Come. He just said one word, come. But get out the boat. Some of us stuck up in that boat. And we don't think we are, but we are. And he's been saying, get out that boat. Even though we know with the physical, with the mentally, can we really walk on the water? Our flesh will tell us we can't walk on that water. But long as we keep our eyes on Christ, my God, you better speak tonight. Long as we keep our eyes on Christ, we ain't going to look at the water. We will step out that boat knowing that there's water. Is it possible for me to step on this water? But long as I'm looking at the Father, my God. If I'm looking at the Father, I don't even know my feet coming out the boat on the water because I got my eyes fixed on him. And when I have my eyes fixed on him, I begin to pull one leg out the boat. And I don't even know my leg touching the water because my eyes is fixed on him. And then once I get that one leg out that boat, I'm going to get the other one out the boat. But see, I don't know I'm on the water because I'm looking straight at my Savior. I'm looking straight at my provider. I'm looking straight at the one that's going to heal and deliver me. I'm looking at the one that holds the keys to everything that I need. I'm looking at the one that he's going to tell me to go and get this. And so long as I keep my eyes on him, I'm going to walk towards him. But as long as I'm looking at that one and say, no way, no impossible, I ain't say get out this boat. Do you not see them big old waves? I ain't getting out this boat. It's dark. It's dark. Because Peter didn't walk on that water in the daytime. Come on, y'all. I'm going to help you out tonight. He didn't walk on that water in the daytime. You looking at it, it's dark out there. I don't know if it's short out there. I don't know if the water cold. Do some big old waves. Now, I ain't forget out that boat because I know I'm a drown. I don't even know how to swim. But he's saying get out the boat with faith that you can. Whatever he's telling you to do, do it with faith and belief. That's how you're going to see that hand of God move up on your life like never before. You don't got to talk about it. You don't got to keep praying about it. You don't got to keep asking about it. Some things, you just got to do it. Just do it. Just do it. Sometimes I be wondering, Jesus just sitting up there just telling us, just do it. Just do it. If you believe and say we got the faith that we say we do, just do it. Trust me. Trust my word. Trust the process. I'm moving things out the way. See, how am I? Look, this is Christ. How am I going to do things that's impossible?
possible if you don't step out the boat and if you just don't do it. See, you looking at man, you looking at all what they require of you, but what is my requirement? If you just trust me and just do it. I'm going to use for example. If he say you're going to get a car and you know your credit jacked up and bust up and ain't all that, well, Father, you say you're going to give me a car. Well, I'm going to step out and do it. I ain't going to worry about the credit because my credit jacked up. But what is my credit score in heaven? Down here, men say it's jacked up. Men say I got to have 4,000. But what are you saying? If you saying I need transportation, well, you going to provide it. So I'm going to step out and believe. I didn't hear about testimony. I didn't hear people got called and didn't have number $35 to their name. So if you did it for them, and I know I'm serving you with clean hands and pure heart, what you going to do for me? Come on. We hinder our own self, and we don't even realize we do it. Because we don't believe that it can happen. I'm telling you something because I used to do the same thing. I don't believe it was going to happen. It was my belief and my faith. But I say, okay, I've been doing it on my own. Help my unbelief. I'm going to step out on faith. If I see this car and you didn't show me in a dream, well, I don't know how I'm going to get it. That's not my business between you and me, you, God. But what I'm believing I see it in a vision. I believe those angels going to be the one in the credit union. The angel's going to be the bank teller. The angel's going to be the one behind the scene signing the paper. My God, Holy Spirit, I feel you. You're going to be the one signing the papers. And y'all know on here, I don't even talk about money like that. But I believe the angel signing the paper to the deed, signing the paper to the home, signing the paper to the job, whatever you need. I told y'all this is the opportunity. God is moving. That what they say we used to have. We got to be this and got to be that. No, you don't. God has opened that opportunity up for you to go get it. I didn't hear people go and get land for pennies. I didn't hear people go get land for a dollar. Well, there's a penny and a dollar land out there for me. I didn't hear people get jobs where they saying you have to be highly qualified. But see, you got to pray, Lord, let them know my name in this hour. Put my name in their mouth. Put my name. Let them hear my name when they're going through the application, that they will hear Latrice's name. They will hear her name, and they will be like, why keep hearing this name? Then, boom, your application come up, Dougal Latrice, and then they will hear, hire her. I don't care what you looking for, the qualification. Hire her. You think the Father won't do it? Let them know my name in this hour. Let them know who I am in this hour. Boy, your name sounds familiar. It's like I've seen your name somewhere. Boy, your face sounds familiar. I don't know why, but I feel in my spirit God told me to give this to you. God told me to bless you. I've been watching. See, we never know who be watching us. I've been watching you while you've been going through school and training. I've been watching you. And I feel something telling me to bring you on to my staff. I've been watching you, how you've been ministering to them young girls. I've been watching you because God watch us. I've been watching you. God told me to give you this. You need it. Oh, I ain't told y'all. I went to the mailbox. Lord, let it be an unexpected check in this mail. And it was. As soon as I spoke it, you got to speak the word. That same day, I put the key in the mailbox, turned the mailbox, had all the mail piled up in the mail because I don't want to go get it because I know what it is. I just say, oh, Lord, let it be a check up in this mail. Let me have a check up in here. came up to stir. It was a woman of God on the phone when I said it. Came up to stir, throwing the mail on the floor. Bills, bills, this ain't even mine. And I came across the mail, looked like a check. I said, it looked like a check. Open it up. It was almost $500 check. A settlement. God, every bank, you said you know, according to your word, where the wicked, the secret treasure is. Every bank that owe us money, let it come through settlement. Come on. I'm trying to help somebody out tonight because I did it. And when I spoke those settlements come in the mail, settlements start coming in the mail. It's the word, y'all. Y'all got to speak the word, and y'all got to have faith. You got to keep your mouth shut. You can't keep talking about, well, yeah, I'd ask this and this and this, and you ain't been done it yet, or I said this and this, and you know I'm asking, you asking everybody to pray for the same thing. God heard us the first time. I ain't saying nobody I was praying by no settlement check. I just said and went on by my business. Kept it moving. Kept it moving. So while I'm saying this to you, only God knows, but trust the process. Do it. And I think I'm going to give me a t-shirt saying do it. He even say, test me and see when I throw open heaven and let blessing come down that you will not have room to receive it. Now, I paraphrase. I might not say it word for word, but you understand what I'm saying. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, when it seems like it's not working, when it seems like the enemy is defeating us, he ain't defeating us, Father God. You know everything. Sometimes we got to go through these trials and tribulations. Sometimes we got to go through things. Everything, you get yourself up and do it again. You get yourself up and keep trying. You get yourself up trusting God. You get yourself up knowing God is in control. You get yourself up and dust yourself off and keep your eyes to the hill which come your help. You keep pressing. You keep enduring because on the other side, remember the sin line, when you're distracted with everything, the enemy is trying to really come after you. When you about to finish someone, your blessing right there at that door, you think the enemy ain't going to mess with you. When you about to come into your blessing, when he's about to favor you, when the blessing's about to come, that's when you're going to get the most attack. But then you turn it on him and laugh at him. You ain't do nothing. Thank you, Father. So I know what I need to do the next time. Thank you, Father. I'm just going to rest in you. Thank you, Father. Must be something else you want me to do. What do I need to learn out of this? What do I need to learn from this? And he'll begin to go over here. I'm going to show you something. Go over here and do this. Go over there and do this. I'll go talk to the man. Let me tell y'all about a testimony this week. I tell you, the Father's good. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. And the only thing I want his people to know how good he is. Family member called me. I don't have this. I don't have nothing to eat. Well, I'm going through some too. I've just been still. And I gave him a word. Do this right here. That's why it's so important to do what the mouthpiece, when he speaks to his mouthpiece to do. Do this right here. I gave him instruction what to do. Go to this person. Don't go talk to nobody about it. Go ask God. First you pray and ask God what person you need to go to. But it's somebody that's on your job. Y'all better catch it. Y'all better catch it. It's somebody on your job. And God, see, I got to pull myself back because I need to teach my children how to go to God themselves. Go to God first and ask him what person, who is this person you need to go to? And you go to that person and you tell that person and watch and see what's going to happen. You think this is what I don't get by some of these older people. A child is very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. A child is more thirsty and hungry for the word of God. And then all these older people. And it kind of just bothers me because you can tell them something. Only thing you got to get them connected to God. Get them connected to the word. They are young. They need to be connected to the word now. And I gave him the instruction what to do. The next day he did it, and God blessed him. Come on. He called and said, Mama, God is good. He just blessed me. He told me he did what was instructed to what he supposed to have did. He said, Mama, God is good. God is good. I said, so you did what I told you to do? He said, yeah. Because after I released him to the Father and told him to seek the Father, after I gave him the word and released him to the Father, I went to the Father. I just what I said, Lord, I know that you ain't finna let none of your children go hungry. I know you ain't finna let this and this go on. I trust you, and I turn it over to you. And I went on by my business. That's it. Is it? You speak the word. You direct them back to the Father. What is he saying? If he tell you to do, you move. Sometimes we got to move quickly. Because if we don't, we're going to miss it. And then we're going to catch ourselves going around that whirlpool in that mountain. I am a living witness where I miss stuff. Because it was lacking of understanding and knowledge. I missed it myself. So, Father God, I just pray that this will be a season hour that your daughter don't miss it. This was a season hour even though we don't understand the word because it's coming from someone else. If we don't understand the word, we will seek you more for the word. And I know if the word comes from heaven, I know that I'm a child of God. And, Father God, I know if it comes from heaven, it got to manifest. It shall manifest. It's not going to take too long, Father God. If this thing is taking too long, let us sit down and examine ourselves, Father God. What are we doing, Father God? What do we need to do to line up with your word, Father God? Because I have seen how you move so quickly just by speaking the word and you tell us to move. I've seen how you move quickly. I've seen how you perform real miracles and you supply the need. I didn't lay hands on my own icebox and ask you to fill it up with food. And you did it, Father God. I know what you are capable of doing. So, Father God, we don't want to miss nothing because we are walking in rebellion. We don't want to miss nothing because we have lack of understanding or we procrastinate or limitation. Break these limitations off your people. Break it up off our mindset, Father God. We will not procrastinate in this hour. When you tell us to move, let us move because we got to go through some doors that got to shed in our life because it's you shedding the door. Because in order for us to get to the greater, in order for us to get to our greater blessing, the greater miracle, doors got to be shed. And you know the right door to open because you know when all of us we fear you, Father God, you're going to protect us. You're going to guide us. And Father God, your word don't come back to you void. It's not going to come back to you void. We don't have to beg you. We don't have to keep pulling on you. We don't have to keep going here and there. Your word is your word. In this season, this hour, let your word manifest in your daughter's life. This will be a season that your word, a manifestation. We got to break some habits. We got to break some habits. I have to break some habits. Some of these habits is our fault. Some of these habits are fault. We got to break some habits. Sometimes God give us a word that you don't understand. But God giving you the word because I be listening sometimes when God give one word and then I listen to he'll give another word, but it'll be in a different form, a different the way how that person said, but it's the same thing. One thing I know about God, when he speaks something, he's going to say the same thing. They just might say it different, but it's the same thing. He ain't going to change it. He ain't going to change it for you. He ain't going to change it for me. It's going to be the same thing. It's just different people say different things. But basically, it's the same thing. If you don't understand, I tell people, if you don't understand what a person is saying something to you, in order for you to not, and a lot of the prophets ain't coming to pass because it's us. Come on. I'm speaking the truth. This is G-O-D radio. A lot of times these prophecy ain't coming to pass because it's us. Because if you go, it's best, I always tell them, it's best for you to go seek God besides coming against the woman, the man of God, the woman of God. You need to go seek God yourself and see if this comes from you. Try the spirit, test the spirit. I don't know about that right there. I don't know. That can get you in trouble, and that can hinder the word. It'll come. It's going to come. But you holding it up. Abraham did that, y'all. Abraham and Sarah. God said, this time, by this time, next year, this time, on this day, he gave them Pacific day, Pacific time. This time, next year, you going to have a son. Did it not come? Oh, I'm too old. I'm wasting time. God said, by this time, next year, this time, this hour, this season, next year, you're going to have a child. Elijah told a woman, at this time right here, you're going to have a child. They gave him specific instruction. At this time, next year, what you gonna have? Did he lie? No. They went out the will of God. They got impatient. Not the woman that Elijah spoke to. She had a son, but Abraham. They got out the will of God. They got impatient. They didn't believe. We do that today ourselves, and that hinder the prophecy, the word. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and I'm going to trust you. Then when I look at my word, I'm going to say, well, God, you remember you said this right here. You said this. So I ask God to bless you in that area, to bless you. Don't look at what's going on. You keep doing what you're doing. Because, see, this one, God, show up. This one, God, going to show up. You keep doing what he told you to do. Pray for the people. Teach the people. Whatever your assignment is, keep doing it. And then, boom, it's going to come when you least expect it. Don't stay focused on your problem. Can we stay focused on our problem? The people can't be set free. So, God, I just thank you. And, Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing for your daughter. I thank you for the favor, because you do got favor and blessing over her. I thank you for her healing ministry, Father God. I thank you because this is needed. You need people in certain locations. You need people in certain positions. Father God, these are people that need to be in certain positions, because you said you're about to flip this thing. You're changing this thing. It ain't going to take what they said it takes. So, Father God, I thank you. Father God, everything she needs, Father God, if you ain't left for her in 2020, you ain't left for her in 2019, what makes you think he's going to leave you in 2022? He's not going to do it. He's going to continue to supply your needs. He's going to supply your needs. You, man, don't have to beg for bread. You don't have to beg for no bread. He is the bread. We just got to eat the bread. We got to trust the bread. We got to believe in the bread, which is his word. We don't have to beg for nothing. You keep doing the work for God and keep doing it with a clean hand and pure heart. God's going to open these doors for you. God, everything that you have prayed, even in secret, even those quiet prayer, God knows what you need, but he just needs you to trust him a little more. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. And this is not only for you. This is for all of us. We have to get in that place where we trust him. I'm talking to myself as well. We trust you, Father God. Help us in this hour. Help us in this season. Help us, Father God. You are a help, Father God. Help us to maintain our indignities. Help us to maintain, Father God, to walk in humility, to humble ourselves. Father God, we got to get out the boat and trust you. We don't know what's going to be on the other side, but we trust you. There are some people that need to be relocated. We got to trust you in this relocate. Our time is up. Our time is up. We put more on ourselves than we should. It's the stuff that we put on ourselves. But, Father God, we release it all to you. We release our burdens. We release it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Lord Jesus, that was a lot. That was a lot. My God, you still there?
I am.
That was a lot. I'm over here sweating.
Uh-oh.
I'm sweating. I'm hot. Well, Jesus. He's good. He's good. He's good. Things going to be just fine. Everything's all well. And it just, I'm telling you, when I was listening to 2 Kings, Elijah say it's all well, you came up. And I'm like, wow. Wow. And he just remind me of that. So it's all well. That's it. It's all well. Trust the process.
I do. Thank you.
I thank you, too. And you have a blessed night. Have a blessed
night. Thank
you, Lord. And we'll talk soon. God bless you.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 251-229, this is Sister LaShawn Mass. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Sister LaShawn. How
hey.
You doing?
I'm doing great. No complaint.
All right.
Is there a prayer request or something you want to share?
Well, first of all, I'm just happy for another night in the Lord, and for PGN Prayer Line, and for the most of Prophet Randy and everybody that's on the prayer line. And then I wanted prayer just for a closer walk with Jesus, and to be just to. To have more divine revelation of the word, divine revelation, knowledge of the word. And that's it.
Okay. Well, Father God, we just thank you for your daughter. Father God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you, Father. You know, the Father is doing a lot of correction. I'm trying to see how he wants me to say this. Father is doing a lot of correction within the body of Christ. And he's breaking a lot of stuff that he want to break. I remember that some of y'all was on here and some was in the wall of prayer when I said, you know, he revealed to me there was going to be a great breaking. He's going to break up some relationship. He was going to break up some relationship. It was the time of separation, even with family members and things like that. We have to allow him to do what he needs to do. And it was for your protection. It was for your good, whatever. God is trying to, it's a great washing. See, I don't think y'all understand. Some of y'all might understand. My God, Holy Spirit, speak. There is a great washing in the spirit. Great washing. He's washing the temple. He's washing some of us in the home. The temple is our body. He's washing some residue, some old stinky thinking, the tradition and religion, witchcraft, bewitch, all, I'm talking about all across the board, rebellion. Let me help some of y'all out tonight. Rebellion is the form of witchcraft. When I'm at home and I be praying and I see some things, my heart cry out for the people because the people are being destroyed. His people is being destroyed. There is not enough teaching out there. Not enough people that's teaching. Not enough people out there really doing healing and delivering. But, you know, you have some out there, but people are running from it. They want a quick fix. And this is an hour where God is trying to wash you. He's trying to clean you up on the inside, the way you think, the way you view things, and the way you view him. I tell y'all, I stopped saying I'm about to be in trouble because I ain't been in trouble. I ain't finna be in trouble for y'all because I got to speak the truth. The way you view Christ, the way you see Christ, you can't pimp Christ. You can't pimp the Holy Spirit. My God, Holy Spirit, speak. You can't manipulate him. You can't deceive him. He is God Almighty. He, before the foundation of this world, he formed you. He knew you. So he's in a place that he's trying to break a lot of things off of us. We got to get to the place of brokenness. He got to break us. Got to get to the place where he needs to break. Some of us need to go to that place of brokenness. My God, my God, my God, my God. And when you get to that place of brokenness, it's not going to feel good. Got to break you. But you got to allow him to do it. Sometimes the truth just got to be the truth. And a lot of people don't like the truth. But you're going to hear it here. Or you're going to hear it somewhere else because we got to get the mindset of his people. We have to have the right set of mind. We have to because what's about to come on this world, what's about to come up, you ain't going to be able to take it. You ain't going to be able to endure it. My people, which is called by his name, you got to humble yourself. You got to walk in obedience. You can't continue to keep going around and around and around. You can if you want to. You can. That's your choice. He ain't going to make you do nothing. You say you want it, but how bad do you want it? Because it can cost you. And I'm saying this to you for a reason. God needs to change your mindset. There needs to be a changing. He got to change the way you think, the way you view things. You got to really trust him in this hour. If you don't trust him in this hour, it can cost you. You got to really trust him. And you got to really seek him. You got to let him be who he is and get yourself out the way. Die daily to yourself. Get to a place where you cry out. Get to a place where you shut yourself up with you and him so he can reveal these things to you himself. And so, Father God, I just thank you for the healing and delivering process. Healing and delivering your daughter. Healing and delivering her, Father God. Delivering her household. There is an area of deliverance that needs to go out. I remember when he showed me the vision of these angels holding an arrow in the bow. And I was like, what is that? They were just standing up, but they had them drawn back. They had them drawn back. It wasn't released yet. You know, you got to be careful what you tell, what you see. Everybody going to give you something. I went to California. And my cousin had a Bible not open to, I think it's in 1 Kings, 2 Kings. And he told, It was a pin. He told him to open the window and get the bow and arrow and shoot it to the eastward. That was the arrow of deliverance. That's what I was saying, the arrow of deliverance. We need to be delivered first in order to understand who he is. We've got to be delivered. We've got to be healed on the inside. Our mind, our body, we have to. So, Father God, I just speak that you will heal and deliver your child, Father God. Father God, that you will deliver her on the inside, deliver her household. Father God, that she will release everything unto you. Release her child, mature her child. Father God, every deception spirit, deceiving spirit, we bind and we rebuke it. Let your truth be heard in her life. Father God, touch your heart. Touch your heart, touch your mind in the name of Jesus. Father God will give you the word. He will give you the word. He will give you everything you need. But you're going to have to come to a place of surrender and let him finish doing what he needs to do with you on the inside.
Mm.
And so that's what I have, and I'm keeping you lifted up in prayer. We got to start telling the people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about nobody else. If there's any leaders on the line or anything else, we got to start telling the people the truth. If there's any leaders that's around me, I want them to tell me the truth. Because if you can't tell me the truth, that makes me kind of leery about you. You got to tell the people the truth. There's a lot of cleaning that he's doing in this hour. My prayer all the time, Lord, deliver me. It's me, Lord. It's me. There's things he's got to see. When I start crying out for deliverance, he starts showing me things that I did on my own. He began to reveal. He will show you. I'm not excluded for this. Who am I? I'm just like everybody else on here. We need prayer. We need healing and deliverance too. We deal with people every day. We deal with the backstabber. We deal with people trying to put gap in our back. We deal with people that's trying to come against the calling and trying to drain us. We deal with stuff every day. I was talking to this lady today, and I was telling her people don't have no idea. Ministry is not easy. It's not easy. If I would have known what I know now, when I know now, I probably would have hid up under a rock. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's work. That's why he said, I'm pulling some off the job to do full-time ministry. It's not easy, especially when you're a watchman or a seer. And he take the watchman behind the veil and show you what they really be doing. It's not easy. Because every time you have a dream and the enemy know you see them or a vision, you want to attack. It's not easy. People come around you just to try to think they can take. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. It come with a price. It's come with a price. Your yes can cost you. It's not easy at all. That's why we need to pray for these leaders, pastors, the evangelists, the watchmen, the gatekeeper, the teacher, the apostle. Talking about the true one, the true ones. And you keep them lifted up in prayer. So, lady, you get down on your knees, and that should be your posture, cry. Lord, heal and deliver me and set me free so I can have this closer walk with you. When he send the one to help you with your healing and deliverance, I always tell people, always go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. You got to fight for your deliverance. How do you fight? You got to be in that word. You got to be in that word. You got to worship him. You got to pray, pray, pray. Be connected. Because, see, Satan, his little amps, whatever you want to call them, they knew you. Just like he said, I knew you. He know you, too, because he used to have you. And when you was in sin, he had you. So he's going to go to, Jesus said he go to dry places. You're going to get, I seen, y'all. I seen a demon in somebody at a dry place getting rest in the daytime. Thing was sitting up in this person. I'm like, my God. Looked like she was a dead woman on the wall. Sure did. That's a real statement. And I looked over there, she was all wrapped up in the summer, some glasses on. It was a sight to see. And I'm like, how she was standing on the, y'all, I just can't explain how she had herself on that wall like that. And I went over there and I looked. I said, you okay? Like she was sleeping on the wall. But this is how she was on the wall. I said, you okay? You need something? She went so off on me. I know who you are. You so-and-so. You so-and-so. I don't fool with you. You so-and-so, mama. And I said, no, I don't know who you talking about. You lying. You need to take what you got on. You need to take what you got on off with that ugly hat. I mean, that thing was off on me. And I said, what? And when I went back to the car, I heard that's the demons in the dry places seeking rest. Say, my Lord. Now I didn't see some stuff out there. They go seek places. They go into rest. They get their rest, but they're going to come back. They're going to come back, and they ain't coming by themselves. He said they come back seven more. It's going to be worse. That's why you got to keep your deliverance, fight for your deliverance. The enemy plan is to take you out. God's plan is to give you life and give you life abundantly. So we thank you for calling in. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I feel myself winding down. God bless you. We don't have any more hands up. So, like I said, we got plenty of callers on the line. We got plenty of callers. I thank y'all for calling just to listen to the show, because you're listening to the word of God. It's so much to tell, but just in a little time, we don't have enough time to tell. We don't have enough time. You know, we try to, you know, I try to be led by the Holy Spirit always to teach his word. I don't care. When I get on social media, my heart cries. My heart cries. They cried out for the people, how the mindset of the people. How the mindset of the people, how they idolatry the men of God, women of God, and some of them, all of them ain't even men and women of God. Hello. They idolatry them more than they seeking Yahweh for themselves. And as I begin to look at comments, I'm like, wow, 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 wow. Lord Jesus, help them. Have mercy. I always tell the Father, put a boldness in your people. And I'm going to tell y'all this. There about to be a boldness in his people. He's releasing it. We didn't already release the word. You about to see some of these prophets going to these churches. Let me tell you something. I want this to be on Facebook. I want this to be on social media. I'm saying this on over the airway. And I know I'm a child of God. I know who I serve. If one minute you don't think God God will send his true mouthpiece, his true prophet, to go and give a word to a minister, to go give a word to a pastor, to go give a word, a warning. If you think 1 minute, he would not use them. Who was Ezekiel? Who was Enoch? Who was Jeremiah? Who was Elijah? Come on. Who was Moses? Come on. It's more. Zechariah. Who was? Come on. He said, I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You think he won't use these people to go get a word? And I release a word where I see prophet going into a church, calling out the men that's in the pulpit, giving him a warning. Whatever God's going to give for that person, give to that person. They're going to walk right up in there. They ain't walking by themselves. Though only if you can open your eyes and see who's going to be walking in there with them. And I dare you to touch them. They walking in with a word of warning. Even he's given some of them authority to walk with judgment. God said, get ready to remove his hand from a lot of people. He's moving his hand, and he's going to allow the enemy to touch him. This is what I heard, and I'm going to say it again. He said, don't even pray for him. He's going to remove his hand. They lampstand. They lampstand. Mm-mm. There's no light there. Y'all better see. Don't take my word for it. Go ask God for yourself. Don't take my word. I'm just the voice on the radio. I'm the voice that's on the tower, sound of the alarm. He's about to move his hand. He didn't already preach them out his mouth. He didn't already turn his face. He didn't already warn them, let my people go. He didn't already did that. He didn't did that. Now he should have moved his hand and allow. He's going to allow Satan to touch him. And we can't even pray for him. Seek God for yourself. So for you that are hearing my voice on PGN, you hear my voice, but you also hearing the word of God. He's going to send them to these prophets, these fake prophets. He's going to send them. Some people got to go to Dubai. Some people going to have to go to Jamaica. Some people going to have to go to Canada. Some people going to have to go to Florida, Washington, D.C., California. Some people got to go to Africa. God been speaking to me about Africa. God for the sweep up Africa. God for the sweep up Africa. God for the change some things. Don't just take my word. Go ask him for yourself. Last night he was speaking to me. Boy, the trap for to be set for them. And they not going to escape it. They're not going to escape this trap. They're not going to escape it. We talking about the evildoers, the wicked people, the same people that were trying to set you up, the same people that were trying to trap you, the same people that were trying to manipulate his people, the same one that were walking in deception, the same one that these, I told you, I see witches running. The other day, he gave me anxious, like back up in the day, wizards. I heard it, anxious wizards. I say, anxious wizard. You know, sometimes the Father, when he gives word, it be blowing your mind, but I know it's him. I'm used to him giving me these words, because when you're a watchman, he's going to show you things, and it ain't going to be stopped. You can try it all you want to. You can spit in the eye. You can send a python snake. You can send things to try to blow in our eyes. Dust, he done already exposed that. It ain't going to work. It ain't gonna work. He's speaking. And he's letting people know how he's gonna do it. And it ain't gonna be stopped. And he's gonna send those to the false churches. He's sending those to the false prophets and apostles. He's sending them. And they're going to give a word. They're going to give a word for you to repent. They're going to give a word. And then I already gave a word for you to sit down. But they refuse it. Now he's about to remove it. He's about to allow and turn them over to a reprobate mind. He's turning them over to a reprobate mind, and he's removing. Some of them don't even have a glory. They don't even carry the glory. They don't even have no glory. No glory around them. And you're going to run into these people, and they're going to call you out with boldness. You better be careful, because he's going to do it. He's not playing. He's not playing in this hour, in this season. You better heed to the warning. Better heed to the warning. He even spoke to me about some things. And we about to see some things. I'm going to tell y'all, go read for yourself. This is what he brought. He gave me the word Harry. And I say Harry. Is this a person name, Harry? But no, I had to go to the book of Job 18 and 11. This is what you about to see, y'all. This is what you about to see. Go read the book of Job. I don't have enough time. I don't. Because I'm coming, the spirit, I just don't even have the nut. I don't. The enemy is about to be on their trail, and they about to trap. They're going to be trapped in their own mess. Just go read the book of Job 18 and 11. Yeah. They about to come down. They coming down. He's going to send his true mouthpiece to warn people. He's going to send his true mouthpiece to sound the alarm with the sword in their hand. And you better back up. I'm telling you, these witches going to wither up. Y'all going to see them wither up right in front of y'all eyes. You're going to see them withered up. You say, anxious, anxious, anxious. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Wizards. And I say, well, let me go and do some research. But I say, Father, whenever you want me to speak about it, whenever you release me, whatever you want me to know about this, you show me. Some of y'all got this stuff so in your bloodline that it need to be broken out for you. God want to set you free. God want to deliver you. Monkey see, monkey do. This tradition and religion, he's breaking it off the mindset of his people. Now, in order for it have to be broken, in order for the true revival, in order for the true miracles, in order for this true supernatural to come forth, it's not going to come forth until he deal with the wicked. It ain't going to come forth. God about to raise some people up. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, I see one more person with their hand up. Hmm. 951-966.
Hi, Sister Wasan. This is Regina.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing lots of work. I'm good. You know, some prayer for my brother. He's just, you know, doing yet had surgery, but he's still having problems.
Okay.
Trust in God and belief, you know, salvation sounds very depressed. And,
Is he still in the hospital or what?
No, he's home.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just pray over this man, Father God. What is his name?
Tyrone.
Father God, we just pray over Tyrone, Father God. Father God, the weakness that were the enemy trying to wear him down in his mind, wear him down physically and mentally, Father God. Father God, we just ask that your salvation, Father God, that, Father God, yes. that he will line up with your will in the name of Jesus, that he will walk yes. in your obedience in the name of Jesus, even at this time of recovering. Father God, that you will speak to him, Father God, that you will reveal yes. yourself to him, Father God. You brought him a mighty, mighty long way. It was you, Father God. Bring back to his memories that it was you. It was you. You did it. Bring back to his remembrance. See, when yes. God gets to set people free, the enemy want to come back. And, Father God, I just ask that you teach him how to war. Teach him how to pray. Father God, that he will know that you didn't bring him this far to leave him. Father God, I just ask that you show him the right words to say. And Father God, that every negative word that he spoke over himself, we speak that it be condemned in the name of Jesus. Father God, we break and we rebuke that rebelling spirit, that stubborn spirit. Purge him, Father God, purge him. Let the fire burn out everything that's in his mind, his belly, his tongue, his eye, his head. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bring him back to the place of his first love, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just speak that he will search you. He will cry out to you. Put a cry in his belly that he will cry out hungry more for you, that he would not give up, Father God, in this hour, in this season. Remind him, if you got to remind him in a dream or a vision, that when the enemy was trying to kill him, when the enemy was trying to take him out years ago, not only once, not only twice, but many times. You stepped in, Father God. You intervened because you ain't done with him yet. But bring back to his memory that you stepped in, that you got a plan for his life. And a plan for his life is good and not an evil. Bring back to his memory. Bring back to his memory how you snatched him up out of that affliction, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring back to his memory that he did not die even behind the wheel of the car, my God, oh Father God, bring back to his members. It was you, it was your hand, it was your mighty hand that kept him, and it was prayers from his mother, it was prayers from his grandparents. Oh Father God, we honor you for his life, Father God. Oh Father God, touch his mind, touch his mind, touch his mind, touch his heart. Oh, do a purging and cleaning to his heart. Oh, Father God, get that heart. Deliver him in the inside. Do a divine healing on the inside in the name of Jesus. Purge him, Father God, on the inside.
Have mercy, Father.
This is a purging like he never purged before. We don't even have to be there to even lay hands on him. We tell every infirmity, we tell every disease, we tell every mind-binding demon, every octopus demon, to loose him and let him go. That mind-binding demon, that depression and everything that trying to oppress him. Father God, shoot the arrows of deliverance in his life. Shoot the arrows of deliverance in his heart. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we gonna speak your word and let your word hit his heart. Let your word hit his home. Cleanse his home. Cleanse his temple in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. We just trust you, and we just ask that you do it.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
In your hand, he got to choose. He got to choose.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. My God. Wow. Yes, Lord.
Is there anything else?
No.
Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show. remember Jeremiah 29:11?
Yes.
That God know the plan that he have for all our lives. And
yes.
It's good and not an evil. How we know that? Because he said it in his word. From the beginning was the word. From the beginning the word was spoken. He spoke the word in the beginning. He even gave authority to Adam to speak the word. He given all authority have been given unto us. From Abraham to Moses to Elijah to Isaiah, everybody, every last one of them. They had to believe in the word of God and speak the word of God and stand on the word of God. We need to not do things in gifts in flesh. The gift in flesh will mess us up, and we will mess up other people's lives operating in our gift in our flesh. We want our flesh die. Paul tells us die the flesh daily. So my prayer for you that you will have a connection with Yahweh for yourself. That I'm just the way. Just dropping the breadcrumbs or whatever you want to call it to lead you back to God, Yahweh. You go searching for yourself. You go open the book of John and read for yourself. You go open the book of First Kings, Second Kings, and read for yourself. You go open the book of John. First, open the book from the beginning and read it yourself. Have a relationship with your in your home, with your family, and your children, yourself. That's my prayer, that you get to know him for yourself. And once you get to know who he is, the word, the love, then you'll know the wolves in sheep clothing. You will know the false Christ, the false prophet, the false miracle, signs and wonders. You will know. Get to know the word, because we're going to need the word in the next couple of hours. And when I say next couple of hours, we're not on man's time. We're on his time. There's going to be a transition. There's going to be a transition, y'all. The shifting already happened. It could be a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't be on board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling y'all, it could be a transition. Y'all get a relationship with your father. Lay at the feet. Lay at his feet. Lay at his feet and keep laying at his feet. It's me knocking on the door. It's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, Lord. It's me, it's me that need the deliverance. It's me, Lord. It's me that crying out for my family. It's me, Lord. It's me that wants your people to be set free, Lord. It's me, Lord. Set these people free, Father God, deliver them. It's me, Lord, crying out for this nation. It's me, Lord, crying out for the children. It's me. Lord, oh, show up in their life. It's me. I don't want to play with this. I want them to be set free, Father God. Move quickly upon your people. Move quickly upon this nation. Shift this thing, Father God. You got to cry out. I'm going to stay here until I see changes. I'm going to stay here until you heal and deliver me and set me free. I'm going to stay here, Father God, until I hear from you. I just don't want to be the generation that keep hearing about the miracle, keep hearing about it in the word, in the Bible. Yes, I want to read about it, but I want to see it for myself. I want to be a nation. I want to be a generation that sees for myself. Elijah called down fire. Why can't we call down fire? Oh, Elijah raised the dead, the child, Father God. Why we can't do it, Father God? It's me, Father God. I'm a silly believer. I believe in your word, and I got to stand on your word. I got to believe in your word that you're going to come down here as the word. Oh, Father God, just like you came through the clouds with the Israel, do it again. It's your cry. It's your prosper. gospel. You got to believe. I'm sorry about that last word. I said that wrong. You got to be in a place where you got to believe it. I don't care what nobody say about you. You got to believe it for yourself. You got to believe it for yourself. Do what you need to do. Do what you need to do. How you think Christ was when he was on that cross, when they stripped him naked? Humility. Do what you need to do. A lot of people ain't going to be able to handle to do what you need to do, Father. So that's all I have for tonight. God bless you. Keep PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, in your prayer. All the hosts, keep me in your prayer. When you pour out to your people, we need to be praying back up, because it's like the virtue leaving us. So now, when I just don't, my assignment's just not on PGN. I got to get up on in the morning and do it again. I got to continue to do the work of God when, even when I don't feel like doing it. When I know the attack's coming. When I know the adversary is trying to come. Well, God bless you. I'm going to leave y'all with a song. May God keep you. May he shine his face upon you.
Yeah.
Keep seeking him. Remember, he loves you and so do I. Thank y'all for coming on. Y'all have a blessed weekend.